Continuing on with our Care Coaches Insight programs here tonight, we're joined now by Jefferson County North boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll. Always appreciate it. Brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Want to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Coach, couple of games to talk about since we last spoke a week ago, and we'll start with the game Friday at home against Onega. Big win, 61-36. Let's start there. What'd you take away from that game on Friday night?
Yeah, the Omega game was kind of a tale of two halves. The first half we were down by four going into halftime, and I wasn't very pleased with our offense. I thought we were kind of stagnant. We didn't get much movement. We were settling for some bad shots. We weren't creating any sort of turnovers on the defensive end. And they took advantage of it. They were hitting some outside shots and getting in the paint, finishing some shots. And we kind of had to regroup at halftime a little bit and kind of just go over the game plan again. Focus up a little bit more, and we came out in the second half very strong. We came out, took the lead immediately, and then really got our inside game going. Isaac Laird's been a very consistent player for us the last few games. He's been a player that's been working hard his whole high school career. He's a senior now, and is really starting to show some of his development, because he's been a good piece for us on the inside. He's been really developing the inside game. And that's been a key piece for us to lean on. And he's having some success inside. And then that opened it up for everybody else on the outside. And then, when that happens, a lot of guys started hitting some outside shots. And we started to pull away there a little bit in the second half of the Onega game, which was good to see. And defensively, I thought that our defense was a lot better in the second half, too. We got some steals, got some points in transition, and all that kind of culminated to a good second half and good finish in the Onega game.
Yeah, and you guys turned around pretty quickly on Tuesday night this week, taking on Moore Hill Mounts Academy at home. Again, Northeast Kansas League play doesn't start officially until after the new year, so some Northeast Kansas League teams wind up playing each other here in the first couple of weeks, although it's not going towards the league record, but kind of a good test for you here. You know, the defending league champions, you get them at home, and this game was close really from the jump. Ravens are able to get the win 57-51, but it was a two-point game at the end of one. You guys were down seven at the half, got it to within six going into the fourth quarter. That six-point margin stayed the rest of the way, again, 57-51. But we'll bring up Isaac. I know you mentioned him. I want to talk about him again in a moment alongside Chance Jenkins. But kind of a good test against Moore Hill here as we get to a Pea Ridge game coming up tonight. But, again, right there, opportunities. What'd you take away with that six-point loss to Moore Hill?
Yeah, Moore Hill is always a good team. I think they're back-to-back league champions in our league. And so we talked about before the game, coming off a little bit of a down year last year, if you want to get some respect back kind of on our team a little bit, you got to, beat the top dog. And Moore Hill's been that top dog the last few years. And so we went into the game kind of fired up, I thought, and ready to take on a big challenge against Moore Hill. And I know, like you said, it wasn't a league game, and they were missing a couple of kids too. So it's, we'll play them again here after break and see a different team. But, It was a good test for us, because they exposed a lot of some weaknesses of ours. We like to play a zone defense, and to play a zone against a good shooting team like Moore Hill, you're gonna have to rotate well and get a hand up on the shooters. And I thought we didn't have great rotations, and they had a couple of guys lined up from three, and that's never an easy task to play a zone against a team that can shoot the three well. So that was something we got to work on a little bit with the rotations, and then I'm just handling the ball better. I thought we turned the ball over quite a few times, a lot of times at key moments. In the second half, we cut it to a tie game with 2 minutes left, and it felt like every time we cut it to a tie or try to go on a little bit of a run, we had a turnover. They were able to knock down a big shot, and that was just kind of it felt like the course of the game. We would make a little run, try to crawl back into it, and then they would just kind of shut the door on us, and we were never able to get anything rolling. So that's learning moments in the Moore Hill game for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned Isaac Laird just a moment ago. Had another big night for you with 22. He was perfect at the line. And then Chance Jenkins as well, another kid coming on strong for you. He had 19 and four threes. Those two really led that offensive charge on Tuesday night. Talk about those two again, kind of expanding on their performance against Moore Hill.
Yeah, they've been our two most consistent scorers the last two games for sure. Like I said, we tried to get Isaac involved and involved early, and I think he had 17 points in the first half, 17 of our 21, I think. So he's been a big piece for us, and I thought we went away from him a little bit too much there in the second half. I want to continue to feed the post inside, and we a lot of turnovers kind of led to that, but we weren't able to get the ball to him that much in the second half, but luckily Chance Jenkins was able to kind of catch a little bit of fire from the outside, and he's been our most consistent shooter lately. And I think between those two, if we can, you know, have a presence on the inside that starts to open it up on the outside, and it kind of works in tandem. And I think those two have been doing that well by being able to knock down shots and you know, putting some points on the board.
Quick thought on Pleasant Ridge. You get them tonight before the holiday break. You know, this is going to be their seventh game already, so they've been pretty busy here these first couple of weeks. And, you know, they got a win against Horton last week, lost to Riverside Tuesday night 67-45. What can you tell us about Pea Ridge and the challenges tonight?
Yeah, with Pleasant Ridge, we haven't, you know, we watched a little bit on them, but with a one-day turnaround, you know, you want to correct the mistakes from the Moore Hill game, but also, you know, you got to start prepping and install for Pleasant Ridge. So we're kind of prepared for a little bit of everything, and it's one that if we can do what we do, which is, you know, play the inside game, get back to some good rotations on the defensive end, and really shore up the mistakes that I feel like cost us the game a little bit in the Moore Hill game, I think we'll be sitting all right. But again, that's a tough task because they beat us twice last year. So, you know, we're not overlooking anybody. And we know that if we don't play well, anybody can beat anybody on any given night.
Finally, Coach, real quick, Christmas right around the corner, closing out with kind of a holiday question here. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
It's an old movie. I have to say it's A Year Without a Santa Claus, the old claymation video or movie. I don't know why, but it's kind of a nostalgia factor and one I always liked growing up. I have to say that one.
Yeah, nostalgia is always a big thing, and that certainly goes deep in certain aspects. But great stuff, as always. That is Corey Knoll, Jefferson County North Boys basketball coach. Again, they get Pleasant Ridge tonight. One final game for them before the holiday break, and then they pick it back up January 2nd. Against Perry LeCompte, or I should say, looking at the wrong schedule, that would be January 6th against McLeod, so right into league play after the holiday break. Coach, again, thanks again. Enjoy the holiday. Good luck tonight against Pea Ridge. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.